to start the meeting this evening with an acknowledgement of country. The council acknowledges and pays respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional owners and custodians of this land on which we live. And our prayer, may the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome everybody. A full table, no apologies. Move straight on to 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Overton, and seconded Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Council workshops. There's a couple of workshops there. Can I have somebody move that report be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded Councillor Diprose. Any queries on those workshops? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's communications, and there are none. 3.2 is the Mayor's diary. There were some additions to the diary, and you have a copy of the current one there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick, and seconded Councillor Overton. Any queries on anything in the Mayor's diary? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest in any of the items? No. 4.1 is councillor reports. Any councillor wishing to report? Community organisation, Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just wanted to report on a meeting of the Central Coast Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which I attended on behalf of Councillor Overton. Just a couple of things there of note, that they had a great discussion about the Friday night activity in the retail precinct for Ulverston, and they'll be actively looking to support and promote the next two of those events on the Friday nights of March and April, and keen to participate in the evaluation of you know how those events go and how they can be improved or what comes of them in the past. They have a new promotional officer on deck by the name of Will, and he'll be working on their newsletter and on their business awards, which at this point in time is flagged for about the 4th of September. So councillors might like to just note that in their diary. But other than that, they are doing well and concentrating on communicating with their members from different sectors.
Councillor Overton.
I've been attending the Events Come Alive Committee, which is the Friday night events. And the last one we held on the 26th of March was well attended and very positive comments about. All the retailers that I've spoken to did quite well on that night. Going forward, we're having another one at the end of the month, which from what I hear and have spoken to, there are going to be a few other retailers opening as well this time. There's been lots of positive comments. There's been a couple of negatives that we can improve on, but nothing really bad. So hopefully the next couple will be even better than the last. We can improve each time, and at the end of the third we'll then hopefully get the retailers all together and get their opinion on where we go forward.
Any other reports? Councillor Hiscott.
It's just reporting from the Slipstream Circus. They are continuing their push, speaking with the Cradle Coast Authority and with Council for their progression of new building. I'd just like to make sure everyone continues to be aware of that as it stands, and continue with any updates as they progress.
Thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence, and there are no applications. 6.1 is deputations, and we have no requests. 7.1 is petitions, and no petitions. And 8.1 is councillor questions without notice. So Councillor Van Rohan, do you have
any? Yes, Mayor, I have one question to yourself.
Councillor Beswick.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Diprose.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney.
No, Mayor.
Councillor.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Hiscott.
No, thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. And none for myself. Point two is councillor questions on notice. And there's a question on notice received from Councillor Fuller in February, and a further response regarding the question is listed at 10.1. 9.1 is public question time, and we have received one question, and I'll ask General Manager to read that out, please, and the answer.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a question from Joe Ratray of Ulverston. So his question is, could Council please give consideration to the placement of hump warning signs supplemented with advisory speed signs on the approaches to the recently installed speed hump in Crescent Street, Ulverston? The location of the hump is such that motorists approaching the hump, in particular from the Leven Bridge approach, have no indication as to the severity of the hump profile. This traffic route is used extensively by holiday vehicles, heavy vehicles, buses and cars, and I feel that in the interest of road safety, appropriate signage warrants consideration. So that's the pedestrian hump that's in Crescent Street that we're talking about. So the response is that the council is obligated to construct road hump schemes, which includes wombat crossings, in accordance with a Transport Commission direction issued in January 2019. The schemes must be in accordance with Australian Standard 1742, Manual of Uniform Traffic Control Devices and the OSS Roads Guide to Traffic Management, Part 8, Local Area Traffic Management. The recently installed wombat crossings in Raby Street and Crescent Street, including the profile of the hump, line marking and signage, have been installed in accordance with this standard.
Is public questions taken on notice, and there were no public questions taken on notice from the February meeting. 10.1 is councillor questions on notice, and this relates to the question from Councillor Fuller at the February meeting, and there's some further information there regarding that question. So move on to 10.2, the minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Mm-hmm. Thanks. Councillor Viney, second of Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on any of those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.3 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
I move.
Councillor Beswick, seconder, please. Councillor Overton. Any queries? There's not. I'll put.
Yes, Mayor, we will be given the replies that the staff have sent to these letters.
It's on Docs on Tap, and the one.
Are they already there? Are they?
Most of them are. Yes.
Just that I'm a bit interested in the Nyetta Hydro scheme and the ramifications of what's happened there.
Okay. It's on tap. I'm not sure that one's there.
Yes.
Yes, it is. That's right. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is the common seal. That wasn't an updated one, was it? Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on the common seal? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is contracts and agreements. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Councillor Carpenter seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Sorry, I wasn't watching. I'm just taking the voices that I heard first. Any queries on those? Because this was an amendment to that. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just running from the General Manager, please. The lease agreement between Central Coast Council and Knight Frank for Part 4 Formby Road in Devonport. What is that lease for, please?
That lease is for a shed to be able to assemble and do the work for the props. It's an exhibition props for the hive. We needed somewhere to be able to build and to have them leave there till we're ready to bump them in July.
Fabulous. Thank you.
On any of those items? And I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.6 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. So 10.7 is a residential subdivision, two lots, variation to setback of Lot 1 building envelope from Rural Resource Zone boundary at 17 Warrain Drive, Penguin. Could I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Councillor Fuller, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
Just briefly, Mayor, I believe it's fairly straightforward, and the concerns that are raised by the representor have been adequately addressed by the planning staff response and the Part 5 agreement that becomes part of any further application or further process for the development. So with that in mind, I'm sure the concerns, particularly regarding the bushfire hazard, will be adequately addressed. I'm happy to support the recommendation.
Speakers? No? Would you like to close, Councillor Fuller?
I know nothing further. Thank you, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8 is infrastructure services. There are no matters there. 10.9 is statutory determinations. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
So moved.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those determinations? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Which brings us to the closure of the meeting to the public, except
question from Tony.
Except a question for Councillor Van Rooyen to myself.
Thank you, Mayor. My question relates to you introducing into the council meetings the acknowledgement of the original owners of this land, and I am wondering whether you have had legal advice, or even whether we have protection under law. I mean, insofar as if you know the original owners of this land could say, well, you've acknowledged that we are the original owners, it's been stolen from us, and we get a knock on the door to say, we'll move out because this belongs to us. Now, you might think that that's a frivolous question. Probably got no doubt that it's been addressed at a federal level, because it's fairly widespread that people have these sorts of acknowledgements. But the law is a funny thing, and if it's tested in a court of law, who's to say that we will have to move off the land that we've worked hard for and that we've paid for? Because people will say, well, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to us. And I'm wondering what legal advice you have.
We did consult with the the local government division, and they have several examples of acknowledgement to country that they suggest local government use, and so we've followed that. We also did some research with some of the other councils, and we tried to come up with something that that we thought was appropriate.
None of these have ever been tested in a court of law.
That's my answer. That was the research that we did. So we'll move on to closure of the meeting of the public. Can I have somebody move? Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. A seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 11.2 is the confirmation of the closed session of the minutes.